You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Site Village exhibitions are an opportunity for people to come together to find out more about products and services aimed at the blind and partially sighted community. The event makes its way to North Wales this month. Rose Woodall, Site Village events manager, joins me now. Rose, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, and we're really excited. The North Wales Society for the Blind contacted us to see if we would take Site Village to North Wales, Llandudno. So yeah, we're really excited to be there on the 22nd September at the arena.
Well, what can we expect from Site Village North Wales this year?
Well, I think this is going to be a different Site Village, to be fair. So because we're sort of collaborating a little bit, it's a little bit different spin on Site Village. So as well as our regular exhibitors with products, technology, services, we've got a lot of local organisations in Wales. So we've got a different kind of exhibitors. So there'll be ones selling whiskey and cheese and a variety of other different activities that people can look forward to taking part in.
Site Village exhibitions take place across the country. For people who haven't been to one before, Rose, what's the difference between attending in person and maybe just looking at some of the exhibitors online?
Well, I think, first of all, the atmosphere. Site Village is always very inclusive, it's very friendly. People like to come along to catch up with people, and You can't do that by viewing it online. So I think in person, it's a good place to network, to make friends. And for, like I said, that hands-on experience, you can actually touch the product. You can, you know, talk to a person face-to-face about the different services. So, yeah, it's the atmosphere is always great at Site Village, and we love holding these events.
And you're heading to Llandudno on the 22nd of September, and you're in a new venue as well.
It is a brand new venue. In over 30 years, first time Site Village has ever been to North Wales. We've only ever done South Wales. So, yeah, it's a lovely area. I've been out there several times and really, you know, engage with new audience, really. People that couldn't make it to any of the other events, you know, we've come to North Wales and really looking forward to it.
And is the arena at Venue Cymru an accessible venue? Do you think it'll be easy for visitors to navigate?
Yes, 100%, all on one level. And come through the side doors, there's a ramp, people can't use the stairs. They're literally a couple of steps down. And then once you're in the arena, everything's flat, all on one floor. And yeah, we've got a range of exhibitors, we've got lots of variety there. People can purchase refreshments while they're there. So just come for the day and have a great time.
Well, as you say, you've been working in partnership with the North Wales Society of the Blind for Site Village in North Wales. How's that relationship been?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I've been working very closely with Bethan. It's just both all, you know, seeing what North Wales expect, but what Site Village can deliver. And I think it's been a great partnership and, yeah, really looking forward to seeing the event in motion, to be fair.
One of the most popular features of Site Village exhibitions is the interactive seminars that are available. What are some of the sessions planned for Site Village North Wales this year?
Yeah, so we've got quite a few. So we've got Prepare for Changes to Access to Work from ATW, Pack Flat Mission, so the voting machine. We'll have guide dogs there. We've got the RNIB talking about accessible health information and understand your rights. But along with that, we've got some special guests. So we've got Karina Jones, who's an actress. She'll be doing a Q&A session. We've got Nick Thomas, who's a Paralympic gold medalist archer. He'll be doing a Q&A. We've got Paul Jenkinson, a blind photographer, again, Q&A session. And Phil Jones, who's a musician. So this is why Site Village is going to be slightly different this year.
And after a very busy year, Rose, there's still one more Site Village exhibition taking place later in the year.
Yes, there is. So London, which is slightly earlier this year. I think, you know, some people have questioned why, and it was the availability of the venue. So next year we will go back to the November. So unfortunately this year it's over half term, which will benefit some and others not so much. So yeah, the 27th, 28th of October will be our 2-day London event.
Well, still lots more to look forward to before the end of 2026. Entrance is free, of course, to Site Village Events, Rose, but you do recommend registering before you arrive. How can people do that and also find out a bit more about Site Village North Wales?
Yeah, so if anyone wants to find out information, you know, we're a friendly team, you're more than welcome to give us a call. So you could give us a call on 0121 803 5313. Otherwise, you can go on our website, which is www.qacsitevillage.org.uk, or you can send us an email to sv@qac.ac.uk. On the website, there's a link there to book tickets. You can call us or you can just turn up on the day and register.
We will look forward to Site Village North Wales at the arena in Venue Cymru Llandudno between 9am and 4pm on Tuesday, September the 22nd. Rose Woodall, Site Village Events Manager, thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for allowing me to promote it, and please come along. It'll be a fantastic event.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.